Right, winding down the final segment of our broadcast, we're joined in studio with our weekly to-do. It's a lot of information to cover, so I've asked Todd to elaborate a little bit on the refrigerant coolant, because there's a lot of talk around it, and it hasn't been hot in Phoenix, so the advertisement for it has kind of disappeared, but I would imagine as the summer comes back and the triple digit hits, you're going to hear a lot of air conditioning commercials ramping up.
Yeah,
you're going to hear a lot of pool commercials.
Yep.
You're going to hear a lot of insulation and energy efficient. But what do homeowners need to know about R22 refrigerant?
So R22 was phased out a few years ago. The inventory of it is, for all intents and purposes, no longer available. They do have some alternate versions of it. But generally what we tell homeowners, if you have an R22 system, you should be considering replacing it soon because it's going to be more and more challenging to repair it. In fact, we have a general rule of thumb in our office that if someone wants to repair a refrigerant-related issue with an R22 system, they have to actually speak to the head of our customer service department and make sure that that's something they want to do. We always tell customers it is dead money investing in an R22 system. And so you really should be considering replacing your system. If you can continue to operate the R22 system, but if you run into challenges with it, it's not where you want to invest your money.
And what refrigerant product is being used commonly today?
Right now, everybody on conventional air conditioning systems, it's 410A. And there is talk that that's going to be phased out in a few years coming. Still to be determined. Every manufacturer is testing their own refrigerant right now. So we'll see here in the next probably 24 months what the new refrigerants are. But right now, everything's, for all intents and purposes, is 410A.
And can that be recycled once it's used? Or, I mean, once there was something about a big stockpile of recycled refrigerant that was going to be available.
So everything is being recycled now because for a lot of reasons, but cost is becoming a major issue. A jug of refrigerant is up 350-400% from 12 months ago. So it's quite a bit more expensive to put refrigerant. One of the reasons why I think the $159.99 is such a great value because the cost of refrigerant is so expensive, and we offer 1 pound of refrigerant adjustments at no additional cost with that service. But yeah, refrigerant's up 335% from a year ago. So you can recycle refrigerant. You got to clean it. There's dryers and there's ways to clean it. There's companies that come out and take refrigerant away, but you cannot put refrigerant into the air. It's against the law. That's one of the reasons why you need EPA certified. So we do have to capture all that refrigerant when we do any sort of refrigerant repair through a recovery process. And there are firms that do recycle that when we recover it into a recovery tank.
But then you got to have the demand, and the recycled process is expensive, which is, adds.
I would compare it to, everybody says they want leases that aren't being utilized turned on for oil and gas, right? Because the cost of oil and gas is so, because the cost of gasoline is so expensive. When the cost of refrigerant goes up 350%, it becomes convenient to recycle it, right? So it's more valuable. So it's the same thing. The reason why we want to see more oil and gas production is because we want to see gasoline prices go down.
Well, it's definitely been interesting. I mean, every industry in the home improvement, every industry globally, but, as it relates to houses, like you said, there's times where an air conditioning go out, you call, you could get somebody out there, pretty quick to replace that. But you might be waiting for equipment or machinery to come. Something about that triple digit magic that stuff just starts breaking. And like you
said, a lot of pressure on the equipment.
A lot of pressure, and it runs all day and a lot through the night, too.
So air conditioning systems, that's what's called, it's extended ratings, right? So they design these systems and they test them at 95 degrees. Well, obviously, we know it gets 115 out here. So we go into what's called extended ratings, means the equipment actually degrades its performance because it's so hot outside. So, 115 is like taking your F-150 and pulling a very, very large trailer, right? You really need a 350 to pull it. But it is what it is. We live in 115 degree weather. So the system's going to operate like that. So you're more likely to have those failures. The other challenge that is out there right now is that so many people have had a difficult time being able to replace their equipment because of lack of inventory, because of supply chain issues. So a lot of these systems that might have been replaced last year or even the year before have not been replaced. And so we're seeing a lot more systems that need to be replaced with a lot less available inventory of equipment. if you call today, somebody will be out. You know, if you call our office today, somebody could be at your house today, tomorrow at the latest, right? The challenge becomes you want to replace it. We provide you a variety of options, and you say, I want the variable speed option. That piece of equipment, we might have to say, I can't get you the Train model. I can get you a Lennox or a Daikin product because the Train product isn't available for another 3 weeks or 4 weeks. And so going back to our conversation about planning, I think this is the summer you would need to plan if you're considering replacement.
And at what age of equipment do I need to really escalate the sense of urgency to... That's the exit music.
Yeah, that's the exit.
That says
they say 10 years.
10 years.
You know, it depends on how well you maintain it. We see air conditioning systems run 20 years, but they're well maintained. If you don't maintain it, it could be less than 10 years.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, Todd, I was just looking at the partner page. Y'all have been with Rosie on the House 12 years. Thanks for the service you've done for all of our Arizona homeowners.